Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a charge on my account that I don't understand what it's for. Can I give you the card number and you look it up that way, or?
So I don't want it to have to be that way, because I don't want you to give out too much information. But let's try this.
Okay.
Can you provide me your zip code?
08527.
And what is that first and last name?
David Wethington.
There we go. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
890 Anderson Road.
Okay. So what I see here, this was on March the 20th. You ordered the Melody Pods for the shipping and handling charge of $7.92 for the trial run. So how this goes is 4 days for it to be shipped, 10 days for you to test out the product. After your 14 days, once your trial ends, you are then charged for that product. So the only thing that's going through is that $69.97. That is the price of the Melody Pods, and that's the last thing coming out of your account.
Well, that's misleading information, what I was led to believe on. So I will return those.
Okay. What was the information you were given?
For the shipping charge, that was all it was charged. It would be charged on that.
All right. Let's see. So these products, they are good for going on walks and listening to music, doing any household chores, or just simply sitting around. And you can connect them to your phone or to a smart TV that you have to watch TV. So one thing I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount on, 35% discount on that $69.97.
No, that's still not enough. So I will return those.
All right.
And return it.
We would hate to lose you as a customer, so as a courtesy, another thing I can do is offer you a 50% discount.
No. So just a shipping and handling charge. That was led to believe on that.
All right. What about my family and friends discount of 75? That changes the $69.97 to like the regular grocery store price, $17.49.
No. I will return them.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Unfortunately, I can't cancel out the account, but I can hold off the charging for at least a week. That's the most that I can do is a week. And I'm going to give you the address to send them back to. Make sure you keep your tracking number on you, just in case if you want to call back. You give them that tracking number, and then once they make sure that the product returned back to the warehouse, they'll cancel your account to stop all charges.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for that address.
Can you email that to me?
Unfortunately, we have no control over the emails. The emails are automated. So the only thing that we can do is verbal. But luckily, our calls are recorded, so everything is documented.
Well, I'll have to go get your address, pencil and pen and paper, just a moment.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I've got a pen and paper.
Okay, so the name of the company that you're sending it back to is Melody Pods.
Melody Pods.
Yeah, M-E-L-O-D-Y.
Yes.
Pods. The address that you send it back to is 105.
105.
S-E-R-R-A.
S-E-R-R-A.
Space W-A-Y.
W-A-Y.
C-R-A-Y. Number 179.
179.
Mill Pizzas. M-I-L.
P-I-T.
P-I-T? Mm-hmm. P as in pig, I-T, A-S.
A-S.
So, Mill Pizzas, California.
Pizza.
D-A. Zip code is 95035.
To whose attention, or?
You said what?
Whose attention did I send it to, or?
The people that you send it to, the company is called Melody Pods.
Yes.
You put that at the top, and you head it like the normal, the name of the place that is going, which is Melody Pods. Then you do the address, 105 Sarah Way, 1975. And then you do the city, state, and zip code.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to put any information with the pods, so they'll know where the pods came from.
They'll know once you put your name, your address, and your zip code. Like you're heading it off as in you're sending a regular piece of mail somewhere.
The return address they'll take it from.
Mm-hmm. So...
Okay.
When you go to the postal office and they give you that receipt,
mm-hmm.
once you send your package off, that receipt is going to have a tracking number. Make sure
mm-hmm.
you keep that tracking number on you at all times. So when you call us, the next agent is going to ask you for that tracking number. She's going to track that package herself. And if she sees that it is returned to the warehouse, then he or she can cancel that account so you won't get charged anymore. The most that I can do is just put it on hold for a week.
Okay. That sounds good.
All righty. Give me one moment. Okay. So, yeah, once that package, if you're able to track the package and you see that it made it back to the warehouse, give us a call on that day. Give them the tracking number. He or she will check it themselves. And then once they see that it's returned, then they will cancel out the account to make sure you don't get charged anything.
And let's see. Okay. Sounds good to me.
All righty. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Kirk here that I just called.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Different number.
You said what?
Do I call back into this number?
Yes, this is the same number you call.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.